I'm so grateful to everyone who has listened to the podcast, and this year we are celebrating 50 episodes of the Health Analytic Insights podcast. So an awesome milestone. And to celebrate, I'll be doing a giveaway where I'll be sending the lucky winner of the contest a free copy of the ebook that I've written on how to start your career in health informatics, and also providing a 30-minute call to review your resume, your statement of purpose, or provide any advice you might have about getting into the field of health informatics. So to enter, all you need to do is subscribe to the podcast or follow me on Instagram and take a screenshot of this and then send it to my email at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. All the contest details will be in the show notes below if you'd like to enter. Again, I'd like to thank everyone who has listened to the podcast. I really appreciate the emails that you send me, messages that you send on the YouTube channel and through email. They've really helped me to continue to keep creating content for the podcast. And I've had so many great conversations with you all. Just wonderful to see the intelligence and the passion of people who are interested and who currently work in the field. So again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if you want to enter the giveaway, all the details will be in the show notes below. Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. So on this episode of the Health Analytic Insights podcast, I want to talk a little bit about synthetic data. Now, you might have heard synthetic data in terms of maybe you've used it in your own research projects. As we're hearing that synthetic data is becoming more widely accepted to be used in research fields, specifically when dealing with healthcare data, which is often under strict privacy regulations. And so in this podcast episode, I want to talk a little bit about what synthetic data is and how it could have a growing impact on the health informatics field. So first up, what is synthetic data? So it can be described as a simulated copy of the real data you're trying to analyze. So for instance, if you have a data set that contains patient health information, specifically information maybe on when the patient was readmitted back into the hospital, you might try to recreate a synthetic data set that replicates the general structure of this information, but has none of the individual's patient's health information. And so this is why synthetic data can be such a great option for research purposes and data exploration, because the general statistical information of the data set is there. So you could apply machine learning algorithms based on this fake data set to predict healthcare risks, such as identifying factors which might make a patient more at risk for readmission back to hospital, such as if they take multiple medications. But instead of using the original data set, where it might need to be de-identified, and you might need to remove identifiable information from the patient data set, and this might be costly and delay your research project, you could instead use a synthetic data set, which just mimics the information within that data set. So there have been some really interesting studies, which I will link below in the show notes, which have shown promising results. There's one article titled "Generating High Fidelity Synthetic Patient Data for Assessing Machine Learning Healthcare Software" by Alan Tucker and others. And in this research paper,
It describes that the synthetic dataset that was developed was not significantly different from the original dataset, and the risk of a privacy breach was relatively low. So therefore, this really showed a lot of value of applying the synthetic dataset in research settings. So in addition, this article brings up a good point about outliers and how difficult it can be sometimes to replicate these outliers when you're using synthetic datasets. Because sometimes in healthcare, these outliers can't be removed as they really point to key information. For example, patients who might live on the margins of society and require more targeted care. You wouldn't want to remove these individuals from your dataset because you're just looking at the average. And so now that we have a bit of background into what synthetic data is, how does this link to health informatics? So as stated, the benefit of using synthetic data in the health informatics field is the low risk for patient information to be linked back to any individual record, compared to a de-identified dataset where bad actors might have the possibility to link other related datasets and potentially re-identify patient health information. Patient privacy and security are always constant issues that we have to be aware of in the health informatics field, and we're always looking for ways to reduce this risk. Another benefit of using synthetic data, as I stated before, is the benefit of using it for data exploration. So instead of testing your algorithm on real patient data, if you can use simulated data instead, this could be really helpful to see if your initial research hypothesis is even feasible. And then once there's more confidence in your result, one could then move on to real patient data if necessary. Another point is just from an education perspective. I remember when I was first starting to learn about health informatics, I really wanted to work with healthcare datasets. You're very limited in the datasets that you can have access to really practice your analytical skills. Yes, there's Kaggle, but it's really only very limited healthcare datasets that you have access to, such as the diabetes dataset. But there's so many different problems in healthcare. It would be great to have multiple different data sets that you could really start to obtain domain knowledge when it comes to learning about the field. So if we had more access to these synthetic data sets, I think it would really open up for learning opportunities for people to have access to these data sets, especially if you want to transition from another field, you might have other related skills that could really make you a great candidate for the health informatics field, but you might not have a domain expertise. So being able to have access to these synthetic data sets will be a great learning opportunity for people who are interested in transitioning into the health informatics field. So if we add on to some of the concerns about using real patient data, is that it can be very limited in your sample size, particularly if you're dealing with a rare disease or if there's a large percentage of missing values. This can occur in cases when one is dealing with sensitive healthcare questions, if you are looking at survey data. For example, in my own thesis research, when I was using machine learning algorithms to identify characteristics for pregnant individuals who might be at risk for preterm birth, in the dataset that I was analyzing, the preterm birth rate is much smaller in comparison to the full-term birth rate. And therefore, my dataset was in balance with a greater number of full-term births versus preterm births. And then I had to resample my data set to balance it prior to applying machine learning classifiers, so my classifiers would not be biased in the learning stage. So I was able to use an algorithm to resample the data set so it was more balanced, but best practice would be to collect more responses in your original data set. However, this is quite costly and time intensive. So therefore, one solution to this would be to use a synthetic dataset, which can be created to expand the volume of data that research teams can work with and might help to mitigate these costs associated with collecting survey data from a large population with respect to a rare disease or condition. So another benefit of using synthetic data is the ability to use these fake datasets to teach health informatics professionals and students. So I alluded to before the learning opportunities that can be available for people, but not just the general public, also within the curriculum. There are a few open source data sets out there that individuals can practice on. And really, if we can integrate these into the health informatics curriculum, this will result in students having a stronger analytical mindset when they leave the school and are looking to get that first entry-level role. It'd be a great opportunity for current and future health informatics professionals. So although this is a short episode, I hope you got a lot of value. And I'll also leave some examples of synthetic data sets in the show notes below. This is a very new field, and there's still a lot of work that has to be done, but it's very promising to see where we'll go in the next couple of years. So I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Have you used synthetic data sets in your work?
Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.